It is one thing to become a Christian and enjoy the blessings of the new life, but it is quite another thing to continue to grow in grace and overcome the obstacles. Your outcome as a Christian doesn't depend solely on your income, but how you overcome. Peter concluded his second epistle very abruptly with two important recommendations to God's people. First, to stand true, and secondly, to grow strong. From the epistle, we have gotten a clear-cut warning of apostasy and its evils. The strongest attacks by the apostate has been launched against the doctrine of the visible bodily return of Jesus Christ. With this in mind, Peter says in verse 17 of the third chapter, "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness." Now the word steadfastness embodies the thought of following resolutely and unswervingly in one direction. Those who have been born from above through the quickening power of the Holy Spirit should evidence their new life and transformation by heading boldly in one direction. Peter makes it unmistakably clear as to what the direction is. It is the upward way that has the blessed hope as its satisfying and consoling assurance. Though the upward way has its trials and struggles, it is not without its encouragements, the greatest of which is the second coming of Jesus Christ. Thus Peter exhorts us in his closing thoughts to stand true, lest through submitting to the devil's beguiling and subtle schemes, we should stumble from the upward way to the lower. In warning us in verse 17, the apostle uses the word beware. This means to keep on your guard. It's a military term used in reference to something of extreme value, being watched over and protected by armed soldiers. In Ephesians 6:11, God exhorts each of us to put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We must be clothed with the Christian's armor, lest Satan should get an advantage over us. To be sure, he is using scores of diabolical means in his attempt to turn the Lord's people from the upward way, the way of righteousness and true holiness. So often Satan is successful because believers do not remain steadfast. They fail to keep resolutely following in the Lord's direction. In one of my travels, I met a Christian young man I had not seen for a long time. Among other things, I inquired as to the welfare of his dad. In former years, I'd come to know his father very well and had learned to love him in the Lord because of his zeal and strong witness for the Lord. He had experienced a remarkable conversion late in life. Almost immediately, he went to work for God, lifting high the banner of Christ, serving the Lord faithfully. He began to pour his business profits as well as much of his own income into the Lord's work. He faithfully gave witness to Christ in churches wherever an opportunity opened. Many people came to know the Lord because of his clear-cut and Christ-centered testimony. When I asked the young son about his father, he bowed his head and said slowly, "I'm afraid we have an alcoholic on our hands. Dad has drifted back." How those words pierced my heart. What grief to realize that here was another great victory for the devil. A child of God failed to remain steadfast. Let's not say that could never happen to me. 1 Corinthians 10:12 reads, "Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall." None of us can live on past experiences. If we are to be steadfast for the Lord, we must have a fresh experience with God every day. If we do not, we shall soon grow cold at heart, and as the result, we shall no longer be able to stand against the enemy's thrusts. Any one of us could fall back into sin and into the old path from which God salvaged us. Only neglect to remain steadfast, and defeat will surely come. Failing to go forward with the Lord usually results in retreat with the devil. The secret of daily victory is found in Hebrews 12:1-2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Who of us could begin to deal with the weights and sins in our own strength and ability? The slightest attempt would produce only failure, for the task is too big for any of us. We must look unto Jesus moment by moment every day as we depend upon his strength and power. Peter says in verse 18, we are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. The Christian life is Christ, beginning and end, and all through to the end. It is quite obvious that many of God's servants are failing because they are neglecting to spend time with God. Be sure, we can do little for him unless we take time to be with him. Have you lost the joy you once had in the fellowship of your Lord? Is it a burden to serve him? Do you find it much easier to do what you want to do rather than what God wants? Possibly you have grown cold in heart. You may even be bitter about something. No one knows it but you and God. You're still going through the motions of serving the Lord, but inwardly there is rebellion and misery. There is a solution. Submit. Submit to Christ's complete control for your life, looking unto Jesus. Only as you do this can you be a blessing for God. Keep the quiet time with God as a principle you will not break, a must for your daily schedule. Meet with the Lord the first thing in the morning. Feed on his word. Pour out your heart in prayer. Prepare for the day so you can be strong for God. Keep Peter's closing word in mind. Stand true and grow strong. Never stop standing for Jesus and never stop growing in him. God will bless you and keep you as a shining light. May I remind you again? If you've never claimed Christ as your Savior and Lord, do it now. Time is passing quickly. The grave may be nearer than you think. You need Jesus. Take him into your life. Blessed Lord, I praise you for all we possess because of your grace and mercy. For those who do not possess Christ today, may they turn to him and call on his name for salvation. We know you will save, for you have promised this in your word. I praise you for this, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.